Hiya and welcome to another Cup of Tea show on the Anfield Wrap. I'm Harriet Pryor and I am delighted to be joined by world champion boxer and 2012 Olympian Natasha Jonas in the studio today. Have you got used to the world champion title yet, or is it still taking a while to sink in?
It's not even a factor getting used to it. I just think I'll never get bored of it. So yeah, I'm still enjoying it.
No, but thank you so much for coming in. It's great to have you in. I want to backtrack a little bit first. Obviously, you've had a mad few weeks, but going back to the start a bit, you obviously grew up in Toxteth in Liverpool, and you've spoken before about watching the Olympics from a really young age, and you said before you were sort of 4 years old and watching these people compete and thinking, oh, I want to do that one day. Did you grow up in a really sporting family, and was sport always really important to you?
Yeah, it's sport. Like, everything in our family is a competition. So, like, you know, how fast you can run up the stairs, how quick you can eat your dinner, you can do the most press-ups. Like, we've got bodybuilders, karate, who've represented the country. We've got a young Lee Jonas, who's just signed his professional contract with Liverpool. We've got two young nephews that play for Blackpool, a niece that plays for Everton. My sister, obviously, Nikita Paris, plays for Arsenal in England. So we're not short of a bit of sport and talent. So, and that, I think that's just a credit to all the adults in our family. And you know, if you beat an adult in our family, you've beat them, because no one lets you win anything.
There's so much sporting talent in one family, it's ridiculous. And I think you've said in an interview before, you said to your mum, I'm going to be there. Did you feel like you had that ambition and that drive from a really young age, that you wanted to be professional, you wanted to become an athlete, and you felt like you had that within you even from when you were growing up?
I think, like, we're talking, I'm that old that I was born in the 80s, and, like, these kind of, like, stereotypes of, you know, people from Toxteth and what they can do and who they can become. And my mum had me when she was very young, and, you know, there was people that was, she had stereotypes about her and about how I'd be and how I'd grow up and, you know, the kind of life that I'd lead. And I've always tried to challenge them,